This is a podfic of the work Any Fool Can Follow a Recipe, Brayarashi, read by Daisy Diversions. The rating for this work is general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. The fandom is the untamed, and the relationship is Jin Guanxuan and Wen Qing. Additional tags for prompt fill, double travel, alternate universe modern setting, Jun Yun Lee couldn't get them in a get along shirt, so she used a locked room instead. Summary. Jun Yun Lee is tired of her two best friends not getting along. Reader's notes, you may have noticed already, but I'm recording this for Voice Team Mystery Box. The challenge is to record a podfic in a weird way. And so I thought I would try recording a podfic about baking while baking. So right now you're hearing me peel an apple, which will be used in some apple bread I'm going to make. And so any sort of noises that you hear in the background like this, that's just me peeling an apple. And if we get there, I'll cut it up. But this is a double travel, so it's nice and compact. So I don't think we will get there or for this fic, but maybe I'll start up another one and we'll just go through the whole bread making process together. But anyway, so this is the first one for this, and I can tell I'm already getting distracted. So hopefully you enjoy this as well, and I'll try to post a picture of the finished bread at the end if I remember. Okay. So author's notes. Prompt, isolated / trapped, black forest cake, baking gone wrong. Reader's notes again. I think this baking is definitely going wrong, but I'm not baking a black forest cake. We're going to go with a little breakfast bread here. Okay, let's get started. Wen Qing jiggled the doorknob, but it wouldn't turn. Yan Li, the door won't open. Ali, it's no use, Jin Zixuan said from his seat at the kitchen table. She's not happy with us. Zixuan is right, Jun Yan Li called through the door. You two are staying in there until you can get along. Don't bother trying the windows. Ajian has placed talismans to keep you in. Oh, she is angry, Wen Qing muttered. She turned and glared at Jin Zixuan. He glared back at her. Now what? Wait until she calms down and let us out, he says doubtfully. Wen Qing snorts. I can't just sit here doing nothing. Unlike you, she didn't say. She scanned the kitchen and noticed the ingredients on the counter. I'll bake her a cake. You can bake, he says. He sounds insultingly skeptical. Like you can. Here's the recipe. Black forest cake. Even a fool can follow a recipe. She adds with a sideways glance. You preheat the oven. We'll say we baked it together. She'll think we're getting along and let us out, okay? He sniffed disdainfully. Fine. By the time Yan Li opened the door, they were laughing on the floor, covered in chocolate and cherries. author's notes. There isn't anything to indicate it in the fic, but they are heading towards becoming a throuple. Just trust me. All right, reader's notes. I peeled two apples during this, so I won't post a picture of it, but yeah, thank you for keeping me company while I did this. I realized while I was peeling that trying to read and peel apples is actually a little dangerous, so I'm glad I didn't cut myself. So maybe I'll do another one of these after I have finished peeling the apples and do it while I'm like mixing in the ingredients or something like that. That might be the safer option. But this was fun to do. And I hope that you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and thank you to the author for having blanket permission to Podfic. I hope that you enjoy this too, and don't mind our silly little games that we're doing here. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.